Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about technical knowledge and what to do when faced with the prospect of technical knowledge having a shorter and shorter lifespan. That thing you just learned or acquired mastery of, it could be a piece of electronics or a new programming language, maybe a new HR system, or anything really, how long would you estimate is the useful life of that newly acquired knowledge or expertise? Well, one estimate back in 1997 from the mathematician and engineer Richard Hamming suggests that the half-life of technical knowledge is about 15 years. Think about the device that passed for what you would call now a smartphone, say in 2005 or 2007. Remember how that thing worked? And even if you do, does that specific knowledge help you much today? Or how about the expertise you developed to help you navigate through that archaic HR and payroll system your company used, say, a decade ago? Any of that training and learning paying off for you these days? While it's no great bit of insight to conclude that technology is progressing more rapidly than ever, the question that results from that conclusion is just how can you attempt to stay relevant and knowledgeable in such a fast-moving environment? How can or should you go about becoming more accustomed to learning all the time, since as much as half of the knowledge we have already acquired becomes obsolete very rapidly and in a continuous cycle of degradation? Well, our pal Richard Hamming had some really good ideas about that, and they have been synthesized and summarized in a piece he called 10 Simple Rules for Lifelong Learning. It's an interesting piece, and I'll link to it in the show notes. But in the interest of time, I'll talk about one of the rules that stood out for me the most, especially since it sort of contradicts a very popular idea that we should be very open to and embrace the idea of failure. Hamming's rule number 6 was called, learn from the successes of others. Hamming said, there are so many ways of being wrong and so few of being right. Studying successes is more efficient, and furthermore, when your turn comes, you will know how to succeed rather than how to fail. In addition, he notes that vicarious learning from the experiences and successes of others saves making those errors yourself. The best part of that observation is just recognizing the almost infinite numbers of ways to fail and to screw up, and the extremely rare ways to succeed or be right. Maybe we have gotten a little too caught up in the embrace failure cult, since it's just easier to spot and experience failure in ourselves and in others than it is to attain success. But learning from success, even other successes, might get you where you want to be faster than always trying to simply extrude the value from your own failures. There's plenty of other great nuggets in this piece by Hamming, especially rule number 8. No matter how much advice you get and how much talent you possess, it is still you who must do the learning and put in the time. So I'll link to the article. You should read it all. But it's important to know that in a time where technical knowledge, almost any kind of knowledge, loses its value faster and faster than ever, it's important for all of us to figure out ways to stay ahead of that degradation. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.